There was a sickly guy who was walking with the Lord in his vision. And while the Lord was walking with him, he saw the Lord carrying a person who was, you know, physically fit. So he got envious and he asked the Lord, "Lord, why are you carrying him and not me?" And the Lord saw the envy in his heart and said, "It's because this guy has a severe arthritis and you don't have that one." Many times we want to compare ourselves with others, and even in the way in our position with God. In our gospel today, in Matthew chapter 20, verse 1 to 16, it gives us an image of God as revealed by Jesus. God has unbelievable compassion. There's that compassionate love in God. God as a person who is so different than our ways. His ways are totally different from our ways. Isaiah chapter 55 verse 9, our first reading, says on the end, "His thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways." But still, it reveals one thing, the goodness and the compassion of God. That the theological message is the same. That in God, justice is subordinate to goodness and kindness. Second, how do we enter the kingdom of God? If we look at the gospel, it seems that God, it's not about merits and rewards, but it's about accepting the invitation of God. You see, God seeks out, and just like in the gospel, he goes out on the first R, the third R, the sixth, the ninth R, and even at the last R, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, seeking those who are idle, giving opportunity for those who have not been invited. And the only response that he wants from us is to receive the invitation, and the rest he will do. Receive the invitation. Last point. I figure out that it's a long gospel. I'll give a short homily. I got you on this. So that's why I'm on my last point. You see, the core of the values, conventional values, is so different from the values of God. And we go back again to Isaiah 55, verse 9. "My thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways." And indeed, that's how God works. He's so different. But the good thing is this. God weaves a perfect pattern in the thread of our life. And he even uses sometimes our own sins. That when he makes that pattern, it's a perfect weave, and he allows it to become part of our life without even doing so much effort and without even us knowing it. The reason we don't recognize is it's what we call sometimes because we're looking under the side of the carpet. Antonini de Melo puts it so succinctly by saying, "For others, what they see are just glittering stones. But for a jeweler, he recognizes a diamond." Brothers and sisters, God is calling all of us. And there is so much hidden jewel in our life. There is so much hidden talents there. He wants us to use it. Last Thursday, I was tasked to give the homily to the burial of Father Jess' mom. And they have chosen Proverbs chapter 31, verse 10 as their first reading. "For a worthy wife, his worth is more than jewel." Many times, even with our kids, even with our families, sometimes we don't see the greatness, the preciousness of somebody, of our kids, of our husband, of our wives. But it's there. If we will only allow God to see and the precious and use us to magnify also the good things and the preciousness of many, especially in our family, like that jeweler, we will find diamond on each one. But the key is not to focus on us and our wants, not to focus on comparing with others, not to focus on having equal as the other has. No. But to be contented and know that God sees the many things that is in us. And that is why when God invited that person who came last, those people who came last, he did not see why they were idle. He saw that they had an intention, and that's why they were there, waiting to be hired. But the only thing was, it was on the last route of the Lord or the Master that he passed through where those people were waiting. On the third hour, he went another way. On the sixth hour, he went another way. On the ninth hour, he went another way. On the last hour, he went that way, and so those people idled and knew that they had the intention to work. And that's why, in his mind, he said, "If only I passed that way on the first hour, I know that they would have said, yes, I'm willing to work." There is so much preciousness in them. Some of us are late bloomers. Many of us are late bloomers. Many of us are for cocoons. It takes a lot of effort to come out of that cocoon. But when we're able to come out and dress our wings, we can come out a beautiful butterfly. And that's why God treats us equally, because he knows that in each one, there is that precious jewel, there is that precious stone. Please all stand.